This is the RX Concert Series podcast featuring Dio Frampton.
Monster Radio RX 93.1 presents
The RX Concert Series.
The hottest artists perform live.
Happy New Year! Hazel here with you to open a whole new spectacular year on the RX Concert Series. Woot woot! Am I so glad I get to host the year opener episode while Fran is still recovering. We were supposed to replay the first part of our Christmas Eve special, the best of the RX Concert Series, but we just had to make way for tonight's guest, one of the most exciting voices to emerge out of The Voice, the TV competition, and the American recording industry in some time. You all know how the RX Concert Series is a showcase not only of great OPM artists, but of the hottest visiting international acts. Among the worldwide superstars we have featured on the show are Boyzone, 98 Degrees, Michelle Branch, and Duncan Shee. Add to the list this American singer-songwriter from St. George, Utah, who is of Korean and Dutch ancestry. She was the lead singer of the band Meg and Dia and the runner-up on the first season of The Voice as a member of Blake Shelton's team. We are happy, so, so happy to have on the show tonight, Miss Dia Frampton! And the crowd goes wild. It's a packed booth. My goodness. Hello, Dia. Welcome to RX once again.
Thank you very much.
Or should I say welcome back, since you were here earlier for the morning rush, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, how come I can't hear anything? What's going on? Hold on. Let's try that again. Okay. Anyone? yes. Hello. Okay. What's going on? Kuya Albert. Okay, anyway, we're all so excited. And yes, tonight, Dia is here and she will be performing for us live. I do believe she joined the Morning Rush earlier with Chico and Gino. And I can't hear anything. What is going on? Yes? Yes. Okay, we're trying to figure out what's going on here. Some technical difficulties. But yeah, once again, how excited are we all that Dia is here, live in the booth? Everyone is that excited. And can I just say, I'm a huge fan. You know, I've been watching The Voice since the first season. And I have a lot of friends who were tweeting me earlier when I tweeted that I was going to host the concert series and that you were going to be here. And they were like, please tell her she was robbed. My goodness. And everyone was like tweeting me and it was crazy. And yes, can I just say I was rooting for you on the first season of The Voice. Anyway, while we try to figure out what's going on with Dia's microphone, I think our guy is here to save the day. Still nothing. What's going on? Hello, hello. This is like all for the build-up. So when we finally hear from Dia, I think we're all going to collapse since we've been so excited and we've all been eagerly awaiting this moment. All right. So while we figure out what's going on, let me just tell you guys that if you have questions that you want to ask for Dia, you can go ahead and join me online over Facebook. We do have the Monster fan page. It's facebook.com/RX931. And you guys can also join me on Twitter at RX931 is the official Twitter account of RX93.1. And you guys can also text in your questions via 2299, type RX, space your message, and send to 2299. And for those in the house, you guys can just send me little pieces of paper with your questions. And we'll see if I can ask Dia those questions. Okay, are we going to try it again? Yes? Okay, hold up. While we wait for just a little bit, I think everyone is just dying to hear from Dia. But yeah, first of all, before we get started, so apparently something is going on. Okay, so let's play something for you guys first while we get everything figured out. How about a little front act? I think everyone would like to hear from someone. Who do we have? We have something from Sabrina. Listen to this on the RX Concert Series. Once again, coming up, we have Miss Dia Frampton on the RX Concert Series in just a bit. Concert series. You just heard a little front act before the main event. That was Sabrina live here in the booth. And just to prove to you all that we go on air live, just a bit of a technical glitch a while ago, but here we go. I think we are finally ready once again. Let's do that all over again. Another warm welcome for everyone's favorite, the beautiful Miss Dia Frampton. Hi, Dia.
Thank you.
All right, so finally, here we go. It's your first time in the Philippines, yes?
Yes.
First time in Manila for Dia. How long have you been here?
I've been here for 2 days, I believe.
2 days?
This might be my third day.
Okay, so
I
how's it
a hard
been
time
so
keeping
far?
Track of days on tour. It's just all blur sometimes, but it is my first time here, and it's been really, really awesome.
How's it going? So, have you met a lot of your Filipino fans aside from the ones here in the booth right now?
I have. Some of them came to the Hard Rock show the other day, and they've all been very, very sweet, and some of them have been coming to radio stations, and it's been really nice. And it's nice to see all of your guys' faces, so thank you for
coming. I believe you were here this morning during the morning rush as well, yes?
Yes. Yes,
so I hope this is becoming, I don't know, I hope you're feeling more and more at home since this is already your second show on RX 93.1. Okay, so I just have to ask, do you know any Filipinos, like, before coming to Manila, like, are there a lot of Filipinos in Utah?
My best friend and roommate and guitar player is Filipino.
Oh my goodness.
So he totally, he told me about Baloo, he told me about Jollibee. In fact, we have one of those, we have one of those in LA, so he'd always bring home some things from there, and I'd always kind of, I'm totally the roommate that eats all his leftovers. So I've kind of dabbled in there a little bit, and he couldn't come because he had some family things, and he was super bummed, but I emailed him, and I said, Carlo, where should I go? And he said, oh my gosh, go to Shangri-La and tell me how it is.
So have you tried a lot of Filipino food so far?
I tried Baloo today, Baloo? Which basically means that I just sipped it, so just, and that's as far as I could go.
Not the chick, huh? You stayed away from that one.
I couldn't do it. I saw some feathers and it scared me.
That's enough to freak out a lot of people, even Filipinos, trust me. Okay, so aside from Filipino food, have you learned any Tagalog?
Sarap.
So it's also food related.
I think that gets me by. I'm a big foodie, so that's all I have to say.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your background before The Voice. Believe me, I have like a million questions I want to ask you about The Voice and, you know, the whole competition and your thoughts on the recent season as well. But going back to when you started singing, how old were you when you actually started singing?
I was 9 years old when I first started singing. But that basically means I was squawking in the shower. I wasn't really singing. I started singing around the age of maybe 11, 12, 13. Mm-hmm. But I sing a lot of older songs. So I sing a lot of Patsy Cline and Connie Francis, The Temptations, things like that. Because I'd sing in a lot of old folks' nursing homes. Uh-huh. And those were really my first gigs, was just going in and singing at lunchtime or something. Or when they had free time, I'd kind of be in the living room area.
Oh.
So I started doing that first. And then I started my first band at 14 with my sister. And we did that for a really, really long time.
That's right. Who's older, you or Meg?
Meg is 2 years older, 27 and 25.
So you've been at it from the beginning with your sister.
Yes.
What's it like to be in a band with your sister?
It's really, really great. We are just inseparable, really. We get along really well. And it got to a point, though, when we were together, that we were together too much.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally lived together, and there was a point when we didn't have enough money for rent, so we were in the same room, which was really small.
Wow.
And this was when we were adults, so, you know, she would sleep right, like, 5 inches from me. We just had these little mattresses we put out on the floor in Utah. And then we go to band practice, mm-hmm. and then we go on tour. So there's definitely times when we just got on each other's nerves because we were around each other way too much.
But from the get-go, did you guys like the same music, or did you have different tastes when it comes to music?
I think when we first started, we definitely liked the same music. And I was influenced a lot by her. So I kind of naturally was drawn to what she liked because I thought she was so cool. I still think she's really cool. But I think now at this age, as we're kind of finding ourselves and becoming individuals still and learning a lot, we've kind of found our own kind of musical things that we like to do. And she's been studying jazz guitar a lot, and this folk band that's really beautiful, really soft music. And so we still teach each other a lot and share music a lot.
Awesome. All right. In just a few minutes, we'll ask Dia how she started to actually sing solo and be a solo artist, and her story on what made her join The Voice and all that. So if you guys have other questions as well, remember you can send them over via Twitter at RX931 or on Facebook. Just post it, facebook.com/RX931, or text 2299, type RX space your message and send it to 2299. But for now, hey, finally, we get to hear Dia perform live right here in the RX booth. It's the RX Concert Series, once again, tonight, featuring Miss Dia Frampton.
Isabella, Isabella, I heard you crying through the walls. What's the matter? What's the matter? All the neighbors hear you down the hall. And I didn't want to be the first to say, everyone around it thinks you're crazy. It's really hard for me to say, you shouldn't stay. It's better run away. Are you heroes? Are you wreckers? You play them loud, but I don't mind the noise. Why you hiding? Why you staying? Maybe you don't think you have a choice. And I didn't want to tell you face to face that you might. Dad is straight up crazy. It's really hard for me to say you shouldn't stay. It's better run away. Don't you be afraid. It's never too late. You're a sleeping tiger, come away. It's better run away. Out the window of your bedroom, climb on down the fire escape. I left some money in a ticket. For the first time in your life, don't be afraid. It's never too late. You're a sleeping tiger, come away. It's better run away. It's never too late. You're a sleeping tiger, come away. It's better run away.
Woo! Oh, thank you.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
And we are back live on the RX Concert Series right here in the RX booth with the amazing Dia Frampton. Whoa! Live. Now, you just heard, her first track earlier, and we're going to be treated to more live performances from Dia. But first, more of the Q&As, which you can send once again to Facebook and Twitter if you have more questions for Dia, although I do have a lot already at the moment. But first, I promised you guys that we would talk about The Voice and her experience and all that on the show. So first, Dia, what made you decide to join The Voice?
I think it was desperation, really, at that point. I was working in a cupcake coffee shop in New York City, and I had been trying to do music with my sister mm-hmm. on our own for a while, and it was just so difficult. We put out an album independently, two of them, actually, and it just didn't really end up going anywhere, and we spent all our money on it, and we didn't really know what else we could do because we couldn't go to any labels that wanted us, and we couldn't do it on our own, obviously, because mm-hmm. we had tried twice. And so I really just thought I have nothing to lose, so I auditioned for The Voice.
You know what? It's a little hard to believe that you came to that point, the point of desperation, because you're amazing. I mean, you're incredibly talented, and you're also so beautiful. And I wonder, why did you decide to join The Voice alone and not with your sister?
Meg's more of a guitar player mm-hmm. than singer, so it was kind of a thing that
Was meant for you.
Yeah, it kind of happened more naturally, but we really didn't think that I would get very far at all.
For real?
We talked about it, and we just said, you know, even if you get on one episode, then people might you know, a handful of people might like you and Google your record mm-hmm. and Google Megan D. And this is kind of like our free publicity, because the thing that failed with us putting out our own album was we didn't have any press, we didn't have any publicity. And so I thought this would be a good way for us.
So it was more for exposure, really.
Yes.
What made you choose the song that you sang bubbly during your auditions, right? So why did you choose that song for your auditions?
That song just kind of fell into my lap in a weird way. I wanted to pick something very simple. Mm-hmm. Lots of people are going for really intense ballads and things like that. And I just wanted to show what I could do best. And I think that's just more my tone than mm-hmm. me holding out a note for 5 hours or something. And that song just is really sweet to me, uh-huh. very happy. And that's something that I like people to think of when they think of me, is just, you know, kind of getting in a nice place.
Do you remember hopefully. What it was like when you auditioned? I mean, because the concept of The Voice is incredibly exciting, but I think for a singer, it would also be quite terrifying because they can't see you and, you know, you're just singing. And if they don't turn around, then that's it. So how was it? What was the experience like singing for those four judges?
During the blind auditions, I have never been more scared in my entire life, because it's true. It's, you know, you're singing to the backs mm-hmm. of four major artists and celebrities and, you know, people that you've listened to as a child. Mm-hmm. And you know that Christina Aguilera is right there in front of you, you know. And I used to sing her song Beautiful when I was young, and all these people that you've looked up to. And I had watched people go on before me, because they kind of line us up and have us go on one by one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, put four or five of us in a room. So I had watched people go on stage and be turned away before I went on. And then I'd watch people who went on stage and got three chairs to turn. Mm-hmm. So it was both kind of terrifying factors of watching, you know, either option pan out.
Yes.
So I was very nervous, but I just kept telling myself to keep calm and just do what I had practiced as mm-hmm. best as I could under the circumstances.
And what was it like working with Blake Shelton?
He really is a very unique person in that what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. I really respect him because he doesn't change for the camera. He doesn't change for TV. He really is how he is.
So he drinks all the time. Because I see his tweet.
You know, he tweets a lot of funny things and drinking and parties. But he's actually like a big giant teddy bear. I don't think he wants people to know that. But he's just really, really sweet, really nice. And uh-huh. very supportive with everything. So I think I was really lucky to get on his team.
Awesome. So what would you say was the biggest thing that you learned from doing the show that you now get to use as a solo artist?
I think it was mostly about the exposure, just having the opportunity to be scared in front of 16 million people is actually a really good experience if you think about it, because I feel like once I perform there, I can perform anywhere almost. It's just,
did
you
ever have stage fright, like when you were starting out?
I still always have stage fright.
Really?
I'm totally the what if person. Uh-huh. Like, what if I forget the words? What if the sound goes wrong? What if, you know, I forget how to play the song?
Yeah.
So there's just been so many instances where even I go on stage and I feel like I just black out. I have no idea what I'm doing because I just get so nervous. Mm-hmm. And that's when I always tell people, especially people who get on YouTube and put songs on the internet, that that's really nice to be able to play songs and put covers up or your own songs. But you don't get that practice being nervous in front of people, which mm-hmm. I think is so important to be able to play in front of people and be nervous, but mm-hmm. still stay focused.
Awesome. All right. When we return, we will ask Dia all about Dia as a person, and we'll get to know her a little bit better, and also we'll talk some more about her upcoming projects as well. But for now, I know you guys are excited to hear more from our featured artist on the RX Concert Series. So without further ado, once again, Miss Dia Frampton.
Repeat what I heard. How long this world is a whirlwind and I'm holding that trapeze. So I'll never tell you what I saw. I'll never tell you who I love or why they made me free. And I'll never tell you how I slept back when I was 15. And I thought that I could just forget the bricks that have built me. But this world, whirlwind, and I'm holding that trapeze. So I'll never tell you who I love. But if I could tell you one thing, I would tell you I'm not leaving. If I could show you one thing, then my mistakes have shaped me. To make you home. Ooh. 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 I'll never tell you why I drive into the night and back again. I hardly speak of my hometown. My little hands in the cement. But I'll never tell you what I saw. Close the door and swallow the key. Cause this world is a whirlwind and I'm holding that trapeze. Yeah, this world keeps on turning. Love is carried in. Yeah, this world is a whirlwind and I'm holding that trapeze. So I'll never tell you what I saw. Ooh. Sure. My guitar player just ran out the door.
He bolted. He looked.
I'll introduce him while he's out so I can say whatever I want about him.
You know what? While we wait for him, a lot of people over Twitter and Facebook are like dying to know lots of things about you and they all want you to greet them. So can you just give them one big shout out like to all the listeners of RX 93.1?
Oh, yes. I would love to say thank you so much for listening and thank you for having me, Hazel.
Of
it's
course.
A pleasure to be here.
My goodness. The pleasure is ours for sure. We're enjoying the set. And he walks back in.
Here's Danny. Give it up for Danny. He's all the way from the UK. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. I'm English, so I apologize if you can't understand what I'm saying.
So,
even people in England don't understand what I'm saying.
Oh, now that's another story. The song you just performed for us is called Trapeze, yes? Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, I wrote that song about a friend of mine, and it's really just about even if you go through really hard times mm-hmm. and really tough times, you can still come out on top, because I feel like sometimes people use bad things that happened to them in their past is kind of a crutch.
Uh-huh.
And they like to victimize themselves. Not saying that you mm-hmm. shouldn't, you know, people go through hard times and you have to take it as it is and work through it. Mm-hmm. But I was just really inspired by this person because even though A, B, and C happened, all terrible things, he's such a positive person mm-hmm. and always just, you know, was optimistic with his life and made a really beautiful future for himself. And so it's just really about coming from nothing and making something of yourself.
That's a very, very nice message. And the next song that you will be performing for us, can you tell us a little bit more about that as well?
Yeah, this next song is called Daniel, and it's a story about a relationship.
I'm sure everyone's excited.
You gotta have some of those.
Of course. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, Dia Frampton live on the RX Concert Series.
Do you still sleep without your pillows in the house on Cherry Street? Do you hear the sea? And we promised we would meet back up in autumn, but next spring came crawling on its knees. You couldn't fit inside my suitcase, and I didn't wanna be slowed down. Sometimes I wish that I could turn the clock around. Wish you'd talk me out of it, through thin and thick. Where, Daniel, why'd you let me walk away? I would've stayed. I convinced me if I loved you, I'd leave you. I was lying. You stood there with your palms out, crying with silent. Where, Daniel? Didn't mean a word I said back then. Why'd you let me win? I remember when we spoke of flying north to Paris, France, just to feed the birds. And do you still have that old napkin you took home from a cafe where I wrote those three words? You couldn't follow me to LA, yeah. I should have never took that joy. Now 3 years have passed and I still feel so right. Where, Daniel, wish you'd talk me out of. Through thin and thick. Where, Daniel, why'd you let me walk away? I would've stayed. I convinced me if I loved you, I'd leave you. I was lying. You stood there with your palms out, crying with silence. Where, Daniel, didn't mean a word I said back. Why'd you let me win? Have you settled down with someone since I gave you time to grow? Oh. Do you ever think about me? Was it easy to let go? I'm such a foolish soul. Where, Daniel, wish you'd talk me out of it. Through thin and
best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
And we're back live on the RX Concert Series. My name is Hazel. Live in the RX booth, once again, we have Dia Frampton. Hello again, Dia.
Hello.
And as promised, let's get to know Dia as a person. I do know that you're a bookworm, like you've been a bookworm all your life. That's what I read on your profile. So I consider myself the same thing. What would you say are your top three favorite books of all time?
My top three books?
Yes.
Les Mis, Victor Hugo, A Tale of Two Cities, Charles Dickens, and The Fountainhead, Ayn Rand.
Nice. And I understand that you not only like to read books, you write them as well.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that side of yourself?
Yes. Danny was making fun of me today because he said whenever I talk about books, I talk for like 7 hours. So I'm going to keep it short for you. Well,
what about you, Danny? What do you like to read?
You know what? He doesn't read.
Or is it something we can talk about on air?
I wait for the film to come out.
Oh. Sorry.
That's pretty true. He plays in a band too, so I gave him a book to read on tour in Cold Blood, and I think he's still in like chapter 3.
No. Chapter 2, actually.
Oh, boy. Okay, so, the book that you're working on.
Yeah, one of my New Year's resolutions, my other New Year's resolution is to be able to do 5 push-ups.
Wow.
My other New Year's resolution, we will talk about that later if you would like, my weakness, is to finish this book that I've been working on. Mm-hmm. It's a dark romance. So it's taken me 3-4 years now, mm-hmm. and I'm on like the final draft. Mm-hmm. So I'm just ready to finish it up. And I think the reason that it's held me back sometimes is because I'll go on tour, mm-hmm. and I'll get so distracted. And if I go away from the novel for 2 weeks, I forget lots of details that I think are very important. And so I have to reread the book again. So I've reread it so many times.
It's a dark romance, which is actually veering away from what you've already written, because you've written children's books, right, in the mm-hmm. past?
Yeah, I can't remember where I got the idea from, but I was just thinking about this underground vineyard, mm-hmm. kind of, where wine can't grow. And so I wanted it to be a romance, you know, the whole hero and he wants to get to the girl story, but I wanted to make it interesting in an interesting setting. So I've always been really into fantasy. Mm-hmm. I'm reading The Lord of the Rings again for the second time right now, and mm-hmm. Just really like magical worlds. And so I kind of made my own version of hell in the story.
Ooh.
He dies and he goes to hell, and it took me a while to picture what I would think it would be like, but I wanted it to be very modern, and I want it to be like a city. Huh? So there's not dancing devils dressed in red or anything. It's mm-hmm. very modern. And then his wife goes somewhere else, and he's just trying to find a way out to get to her. So it's kind of his journey of trial and error and trying to get to her.
Sounds interesting. Let us know when you finished it. And for sure, we're all looking forward to reading that novel of yours. Aside from reading and writing, what are the stuff that you're into? Aside from music, of course.
I really like cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it because I think it's kind of therapeutic. how I can sit at home and listen to music mm-hmm. and chop vegetables and get everything ready. It's just really, really calming and really, really nice.
Uh-huh.
And it's one thing that I cannot do on tour because I don't have a kitchen. And so it's that special thing that whenever I get to go home from being on the road so much, I can cook. And I like to do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do I like? I like to take my dog on a walk. I love dogs.
You have a dog.
Yes, I do. Jemmy.
What
she
breed?
She is the cutest dog. Australian Shepherd.
Oh.
I swear she's a human. She's so smart, but she's really adorable. So
do you talk
like
to your dog?
Oh, I totally talk to my dog.
Totally, huh?
I totally talk to my dog.
What about TV? Do you like to watch TV?
Honestly, no.
No.
But it's not that I don't like to watch TV. It's just that it's not usually available. Mm-hmm. In my house, we don't have television. And in the room that I'm renting in LA, we don't have television.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not available, and it's not something that I want to look up.
Did you ever get to watch yourself from The Voice?
Yes.
Whenever they would play reruns and stuff?
Yes, I did.
What was it like?
It was very strange. I think those are the only times I watched it is right after the performance,
mm-hmm.
because it aired on the East Coast first.
Uh-huh.
So when I would get back from the hotel, it would be on, and I'd sometimes be able to catch myself, and I just It was so weird. I'm very self-critical, so I have to say, oh, that note wasn't right, or oh, that wasn't right, that wasn't right. I'm looking weird. I'm
cringing
looking up too
a little.
Much. It's just like too much self-criticism, so I try not to watch myself.
Ah, we have a lot of questions for you, but I think the most popular one is this question. Do you have a boyfriend? Everyone's asking on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, I do.
Ah. Did you hear the collective aw from the guys in the booth? You guys have been dating for a long time already?
About 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
so,
okay.
Pretty long time.
Mm-hmm. So she has a boyfriend, guys, but it's all good. You can love her from afar.
I am from Utah, so technically I could have like 8 boyfriends.
Oh! Well, what do you have to say to that, boys? Okay, we have other questions here. Someone wants to know about your experience touring the world. So how do you handle it? What's it like?
It's been really great. Really overwhelming in a way. Just even on this trip, I wish I had more time. We're here for 4 days, and I've heard so many amazing things about the Philippines, the beaches, the chocolate mountains. All these beautiful places.
Chocolate
I heard
hills.
You guys have some of the top-rated beaches in the world.
Yeah, you
and
should
I
totally.
And I feel so close yet so far away.
Oh.
And so it's driving me a little bit crazy.
So you won't get a chance to explore on
this
visit.
Time.
So you will definitely come back.
Why don't you show them what you really want, though?
What do I really want? Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a cute little present. I'll show everybody.
No, it's a tarsier.
So cute.
It's in Bohol.
A little tarsier monkey.
It's so cute.
And I've been told I look a little bit.
You're the prettiest tarsier looking girl I've ever met. Can I just say? Anyway, yeah, that's actually in Bohol. You can find a lot of them there, and the chocolate hills are there as well. Someone wants to know. What do you miss most every time you go on tour? Like, what do you miss from home?
I think my mom, really. We're very, very close. Mm-hmm. And she's very, very sweet. And we do a lot of things together. So I think I miss my mom the most. And then my little sisters. Mm-hmm. They're definitely still at the point where they ask me for advice still. Uh-huh. And I know they're going to hit that teen phase where they just don't care what I have to say. So I really have to take it in when they still think I'm cool. So I miss that time.
Ah, Miguel from Twitter wants to know what you think of Christina Aguilera. Miguel says many people think Christina is a bit mean. Is she?
Honestly, on The Voice, people often ask me about her, about any of the other coaches besides Blake, and the only time I really got to spend with her was stage time, so taping time, and every other time it was going to Blake's house with a team and having lunch or talking about what songs you want to do or him coming to the studio to practice with us, so I really didn't get to spend a lot of time with her, but she was always very quiet when I was around, just, you know, would kind of hang out in her chair.
Fanning herself with a fan of hers. someone wants to know, Mashed Plutonium asks, would you consider recording a song in Dutch or Korean or maybe in Filipino?
Oh, yeah. I would absolutely love to do that. That's one thing about traveling the world is I really like to get involved with the culture, the language, learn about the religion, go see the beautiful scenery. And Danny was really mad the other day because we actually went to Singapore and we ended up eating at the California Pizza Kitchen. It just
happened. We have
happened.
That here as well, so
was,
I hope.
It was our one. We had one day in Singapore, and he just said, "Why are we eating here?" And it was kind of that question too. I was like, "Yeah, why are we eating here?"
Well, at least you got to try balut here in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get to try that? No?
There's not enough money in the world.
Not even a little bite? No.
You know what, though? He said that he wants to eat cow's tongue, but he won't eat balut.
Cow's tongue is just cow's tongue.
What?
Balut's just balut.
Lengua.
No.
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 All right. And we have another question here from someone in the booth. Sham tweeted. Where, Sham? Raise your hand. Sham says, he wants to know if you dance the Gangnam Style.
Oh, my gosh. The other day, my little sister sent me this little computer video where you can paste somebody's face on Psy's body. So it looked, I looked ridiculous.
Have you ever tried it, though?
Yeah, I
have. In private?
I think everybody's tried it, right? But I was alone. But I think everybody's tried it once.
No chance.
Some people are shaking their head in here, but.
No chance of showing it in public. Not right now.
No. Not enough money.
Although
in the
I do
world.
Have that video on
All right, we have a whole lot more of other questions online. Keep sending them in at RX931 on Twitter and Facebook.com/RX931. But in the meantime, I think it's time for more music. Yes, live music right here in the RX booth on the RX concert series. My name is Hazel, and tonight's guest is no other than Miss Dia Frampton.
Robert's got a quick hand. He'll look around the room, he won't tell you his plan. He's got a rolled cigarette hanging out his mouth. He's a cowboy kid, yeah, he found a six-shooter gun in his dad's closet, in a box of fun things. I don't even know why, but he's coming for you. Yeah, he's coming for you. Kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet. Daddy works a long day, yeah, he's coming home late, yeah, he's coming home late, and he's bringing you a surprise. Cause dinner's in the kitchen and it's packed in us. I waited such a long time. You see, the slot of my hand is now a quick pull trigger, a reason with my cigarette. I say your hair's on fire, have you lost your wit? All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my body. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my body. Watch a Kodak silhouette disappear. 100 bodies fill this room. All the pieces overdone. Pain is foreign to us. And I don't even know you. And you. Was it something I did wrong? Roses cold. Roses all gone. Turn around, reds and whites again. Summer kicks for one more low tide. Fever's hand in hand with shoelace bracelet. No, you didn't know, but in your blouse you see. A better view would be hard, or you can blame me for trying. But I don't even know you. You won't even know I'm gone.
something I did wrong? And was it something I did wrong? Or was it something I did wrong?
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Best Variety Program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
And we are back live right here in the RX booth for the RX Concert Series. My name is Hazel, and I am talking to Miss Dia Frampton. For the last time, last batch of questions for Dia. You have an album, Dia.
Yes.
Can you tell us all about it?
Yes, I put out an album called Red. And I'm very happy because it's here in the Philippines now at Record Bars and on iTunes Philippines. So I'm really excited to have it here. And it's the album that I put out right after The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to work with Blake Shelton. We have a duet on there that's very dear to me. And got to work with Foster the People, with the producer of Florence and the Machine. So just a lot of people that really inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I learned so much from them. So now after this Asia tour, I'm going to go back home and write. And mm-hmm. I feel just that more knowledgeable and inspired mm-hmm. and even more ready to go write on my own as well. So I'm really excited.
Where do you get inspiration for writing songs? Because you also write books. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the difference? Like, where do you get inspirations for both?
It could be from anything, really. And I think even now, lyrically, I've liked the challenge of trying to make the song. Let me phrase it a different way. I guess when I was younger, mm-hmm. I always had something that I wanted to say, but it kind of got lost in translation because I just kind of splattered all my lyrics on a page. And now I think the message to me is the most important, to get it out as directly as possible. And even there was a song title that I thought about the other day called Is Everybody Sad? And it's the first song out of maybe the 20 that I've written for the new album that I like. It stands the test of time. And so even with a song like that, when I wrote the title Is Everybody Sad, I started writing around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to convey the best way to make that title a complete cohesive story.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a challenge, but I like that. And I tend to write a lot about my family and my family relationships lately, a lot about traveling. I heard somebody say something in an elevator a while ago
mm-hmm.
that I really liked.
Oh, wow.
And
just like that, huh?
Yeah, it's just little things, or, you know, meeting somebody on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
Something written on a trash can called We Are the Sky.
Uh-huh.
And so there's just, you know, it comes from everywhere.
What about love? A little birdie told me about your boyfriend. Is it true that you and Danny are dating? I hate to put you on the spot.
You know what, though? I don't know, because today on a radio station on air, they asked him to say one sweet thing about me, and he said, oh, I can't think of anything. That's pretty much what he said. So I don't know if he's my boyfriend anymore.
Oh. Daddy, what do you have to say to that? Well,
he's giving me the look right now. Too much. He owes me. Even the other day, I told him that I wanted to watch Pretty Woman. He's like, I'm not watching Pretty Woman with you. Like, I love that movie. It's Julia Roberts.
Oh, and
then the reason that he didn't want to watch it is because he's seen it a million times. So there.
Oh.
Listen, I do sweet things for you.
Like what?
I do.
It wasn't you doing sweet things for me. It was saying something sweet about me.
We were in... back in Utah for Thanksgiving, and Dia decided to make a soup, but she bought the wrong kind of chilies, so it was literally hotter than the sun, and it melted my face when I tasted it. And what did I say? I told you it was delicious, didn't I?
Sirap.
Yeah. But the best thing was is that I tasted the soup and obviously put a brave face on it and said it was delicious. And then Dia's mum walked in and took a mouthful and just said, we need to throw this away.
That's Korean moms for you, though. But see what I mean? The main thing that we started talking about was say one sweet thing about me, and then he changes it to sweet things that he does, which is saying that something that I make that's gross is delicious isn't that hard.
I'll say one nice thing about
it. Okay.
You've got a great guitarist with you this week.
And I guess that's what you love the most about him, huh?
I was feeling a little under the weather today, and he went out and got me some tea. That my lipstick stains look like it looks like a little animal was bleeding on top of my cup. But he went out and got me some tea.
That's the sweetest thing you can say.
After halfway of Pretty Woman, you stopped complaining that we had to watch it. And just
yeah, because I got,
up
I really
let me
got
enjoy
into it.
It.
I really like it.
Oh my goodness, you guys are adorable. You should do a reality show. What do you think about that? How about, like,
oh my God,
you know, future plans? Would you ever accept something like that?
Oh my gosh, I don't know about that. Do you think people will be able to understand his talking, though? His language is so...
Subtitles, right?
Subtitles. Every time he talks, it's yes. Subtitles.
I actually did an interview once, and they actually did put subtitles up.
Are you serious?
That is true.
Well, but we can understand you, right? We can. Yeah. Aw, there you go. So you should have your reality show here.
A lot of people seem to think that I sound like Shrek.
No!
Do not sound like Shrek.
That's what people said.
So, no, seriously, though, like, would you ever consider getting into acting?
Oh, gosh, I did start acting lessons, and mm-hmm. it's nothing, honestly, really that serious yet. Not to say that I don't take auditions seriously, but I auditioned for Les Mis like 3 years ago. Obviously didn't get it, but auditioned for Les Mis, and I auditioned for a little part in a TV show like a month ago, and he read the lines with me, and the guy wrote back and was like, "That guy's voice is really nice. Who is that?"
Whoa.
So that made me a little upset.
Ooh, speaking of that, I read that you wanted to be a voice actor.
Yes, I would love to.
Can you give us like a little Dia Frampton sample of
Oh my gosh, I think every single word I say is a Dia Frampton sample. It's so embarrassing because I have a 13-year-old sister, and when I go home to visit my family, I'll answer the phone and, "Hi, how's it going?" "Oh, hey, Misty." "No, this is her 25-year-old sister. Let me go get Misty." "Hang on a second." So it's embarrassing.
Do you make voices, like animal voices?
The only voice that I make is, sometimes I make South Park voices.
Can we hear a
sample? Did you say not very good?
It's not very good.
Yeah, Korean voice. Annyeonghaseyo, saranghaeyo.
Oh, that was awesome.
Dia Frampton입니다.
When you talk with a Korean accent, you there's no need for you to go up in pitch.
What?
Because your voice is high enough as it is.
I will not go up in pitch.
Go on, talk.
Dear Frampton and Mida, so get to that bail.
Oh my goodness. This is what you put up with every single day.
See what I mean?
I'm kidding.
I can talk bad about him in Korea.
Om. So when you're pissed, you just talk in Korean and he's
pretty
like,
much.
Okay.
My mom won't teach me any of the good words to use, though, so I have to look it up. All she teaches me is, "I love you," and all the sweet words. "Thank you." "감사합니다."
Oh my goodness. But I'm sure a lot of people would be willing to teach you any language for that matter. So Dia, more about your future plans. We talked about acting and that possibility. What else do you see yourself doing in the next few years?
I think one of my biggest problems almost is that I spread myself a little too thin. I like to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even I went to Vietnam recently, and they were just joking about me being on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, secretly, you know, the producer would walk out of the bathroom, and I'd kind of be like doing a little tango, like, "Oh, hey, just waiting for my coffee, doing a little dance." But I love everything. I love dancing. I'd love to get in acting, small parts at first to see whether I'm awful or not. And I definitely want to finish my book, which is a big thing. And I kind of have this crazy dream in my head that the book's going to be finished and then it's going to turn into a movie and Brad Pitt's going to be in it and then I can score the film.
Nice.
And I could like make a little drop in there and, you know, I think I overdream sometimes. And then I definitely want to get a second album out, at least finish this year. I'm not sure when it'll be released, but I want to definitely finish it this year.
Sweet. Any dream collaborations? I mean, you've already collaborated with a lot of awesome artists. You mentioned earlier Blake Shelton, Foster the People, but who else would you like to work with?
I would love to work with Damien Rice. He is incredible. And I'd like to work with Danny's band, but he won't let me sing with them.
That's not true.
They already have. You already have a girl singer, but you should check out his band. It's called Scars on Fire.
Thanks very much, dear.
Scars on 45. Sorry, I forgot. I'm obsessed with Billy Joel and Tom Petty. Elton John, I mean, I love that stuff. So.
Classics.
Yeah, classics. It's seriously, those songs are timeless.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe we're down to the final song from Dia. You know, it's one of those shows that you wish would never end, but I'm sure you have places to visit and hopefully lots of other food, Filipino food to try. Until when are you staying in Manila, by the way?
When?
Until when are you staying?
We are leaving tomorrow.
Oh!
I know. I'm so sad. I'm going to look for the chocolate mountains outside my airplane window. But I know they're here somewhere.
Are you planning to come back soon?
Yes. I am really hoping to come back.
And we hope you can visit us again here in the RX booth.
What was that?
We hope you can visit us again here in the RX booth next time.
Thank you.
You will come to Manila. All right. Before we hear the final track that you will be singing for us live in the booth, do you want to say hello to anyone or thank anyone or like a message to all your Filipino fans?
Yeah, I would like to say thank you so much for coming. All of you guys who came in the flesh, thank you for coming. very, very sweet of you. And it's just people are so very sweet here. And the reason that I am here is because they've asked me to be, really. You know, I saw a big buzz over here, even on my Twitter, my Facebook, which is Dia Framps, if you guys want to check it out. But, you know, I even when I tweeted people and said, do you know of any stations I can visit or venues I can play, everybody was just so, so helpful. And even at the show, I felt like everybody just wanted to have a good time, and it was the first time to meet everyone. It was just really, really nice. So thank you very much, and thank you, Hazel, for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for being here. I already tweeted something about having a new girl crush, and I'm not embarrassed to admit that, oh my goodness, you're like my girl crush girlfriend. But yeah, it was awesome having you here. And yes, Dia Frampton's Red debut studio album is now out in CDs at leading record stores under MCA Music. Also available online via iTunes and www.mymusicstore.com.ph. To get Dia's first single, The Broken Ones, as your mobile ringback tone, free for 5 days for Smart and Globe, and for only 5 pesos, 5 days for Sun Cellular subscribers, text Broken Ones to 2728. So Broken number 1 and the letter S, Broken Ones to 2728 for Smart, KB790 to 2332 for Globe, and 5493753 to 2300. For Sun. So there, I did that for you, MCA folks. Anyway, Dia, once again, thank you so much. At Dia Framps on Twitter. Everyone, make sure you follow Dia, yes?
Yeah!
And I hope we can stay in touch on Twitter. Would love that. And here we go. Without further ado, the last song, live in the RX studio from Dia Frampton on the RX Concert Series.
Yeah!
Hurt you bad. Why hide the scars you have? Baby, let me straighten out your broken bone. All your faults to me make you more. Can't help it, I love the broken ones, the ones who need the most patching up.
the ones who never been alone, never been alone, never been loved enough. Maybe I see a part of me in them, the missing piece, always trying to fit in, the shattered heart, hungry for a home. No, you're not alone. I love the broken ones. You don't have to drive with your headlights on. It's a pocket knife, not a gift from God. Don't you learn of love from the love they kept? I will be your anchor slowly, step by step. Can't help it, I the most passion of the ones who never been loved, never been loved, never been loved enough. Maybe I see a part of me in them, the missing piece, always trying to fit in, the shattered heart, hungry for a home. No, but I love the broken ones, the ones who need the most patching up, the ones who never been loved, never been loved, never been loved enough. Maybe I see a part of me in them, the missing piece, always trying to fit in, the shattered heart, hungry for
VRX Concert Series.
VRX Concert Series. The hottest artists perform live in the RX studios. Multiple winner of the Golden Dove Award for Best Variety Program on Radio. Mondays, 7 p.m. Outstanding radio specials only on Manila's Hottest. Monster Radio RX 93.1.